Hachette Audio presents Tripping on Utopia, written by Benjamin Breen, read by Suzanne Torin. To Roya and Yara. We are faced with the problem of building a new world. Margaret Mead and Gregory Bateson, 1942. Thoughts are like stars in the firmament, where some are fixed, others like the wandering planets. Others, again, are only like meteors, which when their substance is wasted, their light goeth out. Memory is like the moon. Margaret Cavendish, The World's Olio, 1655. Prologue. The Future That Never Arrived. Our Father, we thank Thee for the torch of learning which has lighted our paths in time past. From Stonehenge, to the Parthenon, to Rockefeller Center, to the Gregory Bateson Building, artistic permanence has been added to mankind. Prayer offered at the time of the completion of the Gregory Bateson Building. Journal of the Senate, Legislature of the State of California, May 4, 1981. At the lowest point of the Great Depression, a work of genius came to life in a half-built Manhattan skyscraper. It was late March 1933. Outside the building, a cold spring rain fell on the unemployed, whose numbers nationwide had grown to include nearly one quarter of the United States working-age population. Inside, Diego Rivera was creating a masterpiece. It started with simple lines drawn onto a wall in the entrance hall of 30 Rockefeller Center. The lines became figures, the figures filled with brilliant color. And as they did, it became clear that the fresco Rivera called Man at the Crossroads had the potential to be remembered for the next 100 years. More than remembered, it was an artwork that seemed to predict the coming century.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?